Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, June 16th. Green lights. No runs, drips, or errors in the Skywatch this morning. The moon is still in fun-loving Leo, suggesting an especially good day to deal with children, bosses, and authority figures, and your own creative projects. The kiss of the day shows up at 3:27 p.m. when the moon sextiles the sun. There's a wonderful balance of yin and yang in this aspect that's useful in everything you do. Dreamy hours await the moon opposing sleepy Neptune at 8:24 p.m. this evening. A short votive course period follows until the moon enters practical Virgo at 10:41 p.m. This evening. Yeah. If your birthday is this week, wow. From June 13th through the 19th. You have a barn burner of a solar return, the chart of your new year, Gemini. First, you have a once-in-a-lifetime pair of aces, Jupiter and Uranus, both in the sign of new beginnings, Aries, in this new solar return. Change is your ally in the months ahead, and surprises can work out in your favor. Stay positive, stick to the truth, and you won't lose many poker hands. You also have a high-powered Mars-Pluto trine in your new solar return. Woo, that means you can set new personal best records in everything you attempt, Gemini. This is the year to start a new notebook and a new chapter in your life. Get clear and focused on the next step you want to take. Be prepared for a golden opportunity to strike. In fact, ask for it. As times change, I'm Lance Ferguson.
Welcome to Seeing Beyond. Good morning. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. And every once in a while, we have a guest on this program who is really doing something stupendous. And I think when you find out what Dr. Liu is going to be doing in just a few days, you will know what I mean by stupendous. Dr. Liu is a third-generation female healer. Her grandmother was a midwife who practiced Chinese medicine and believed strongly in nature's ability to heal. On the other hand, her mother, a top cardiologist and clinical professor, is firmly rooted in the science and rescuing power of Western medicine. Dr. Liu has seen the beauty and the power in both traditions, and she's made it her craft to integrate the wisdom of the East with the science of the West. She completed 6 years of medical school, 5 years of graduate school, 3 years of postdoctoral fellowship, and 3 years of residency in internal medicine. And she has a practice in Shasta, California, one of the most beautiful places in this state. And Shasta has something to do with what she is about to do. Dr. Liu, it's so good to get you back on the program. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm so excited to be on your program again.
Well, I know that you are climbing Mount Shasta for the second time, and you're doing this for the Breast Cancer Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about the cancer organizations that you choose to take your time to do this climb, why you're doing this, what's so important about this particular cancer fund?
Absolutely, Bonnie. I understand, you know, from my practice of 11 years, I see cancer is becoming more and more aggressive and more common, even in younger people. Cancer is now number one killer in people younger than 85. Cancer is becoming a global disease involving many, many developing countries. The only way I see can win this war against cancer is to really identify and eliminate the environmental causes of cancer, which I believe is the contributing factor why so many people are getting this devastating disease. Breast Cancer Fund is the only cancer-related organization which is so focused on true prevention. This should interest anyone, including those with history of cancer and those who are fighting this disease. So for me, as a holistic physician, I have seen the devastating consequence of having this disease, and I'm seeing great potential in preventing it.
Well, I'll tell you, it says so much about your dedication, not to mention your physical prowess, that you are, for the second time, going to be climbing Mount Shasta. Now, what many of you listeners don't know is that my sweetheart, at the age of about 71, climbed to the top of Mount Shasta. I did the actual training with him, didn't make the climb, but did the actual training. And I'll tell you, it was one of the most grueling trainings I've ever done in my life. He did make it to the top, and it was an amazing adventure. It's over 12,000 feet. You have to use crampons on your feet. You're walking on glacier ice most of the time. You're at high altitude. You've got to be really physically fit to do it. And this is your second time. I mean, congratulations. You must be really dedicated to this cause.
Absolutely, Bonnie. I just feel so many young people and healthy people are needing this information to not only exercise, eating healthy, but also really looking at what they are putting into their body and how they can protect their body by cellular and whole body detoxification process.
And you are inviting our listeners to help you along this journey, and it will be an inner as well as an outer journey, by asking for donations. So explain to them how they can help you. This is kind of like a walkathon or a marathon that you do for a cause, but this one, I mean, imagine climbing to the top of Mount Shasta. All right, so how can our listeners help you, Dr. Liu?
I love to have everyone go to www.breastcancerfund.org/10climb/DRLUMD. When you go to the breastcancerfund.org, you will realize this is really a environmental working group of women and men who donated all their time and energy in working with environmental groups, with scientists, with government to identify and eliminate and also ban some of the most toxic chemicals in our life, such as the BPA, which is a really common plastic material that people can manufacturers use in plastic bottles to make it soft, and also they commonly use it to line the inside of the can of juices and vegetables. And those chemicals are pharmaceutical estrogens 30 years ago, and BPA was designed to be a hormone replacement substance. Unfortunately, because of the side effect, the pharmaceutical company could not really market it. And so the food manufacturing company got hold of this dangerous estrogen and start using it in people's daily utensils and food containers. And now we found this chemical is not only related to breast cancer, but also related to type 2 diabetes and global obesity epidemic.
That is just so amazing. And you are doing something so worthwhile. Now, folks, seriously, contribute $5. Contribute $10. Contribute a dollar if you want to. But put some energy towards helping this pioneering woman to, for the second time, climb to the top of Mount Shasta. I mean, just the training alone takes months to get the endurance that you need to do this climb. I mean, if you know anybody who climbed to the top of Mount Shasta, you know what I'm talking about. Now, the URL is a little bit long where you can donate your make your contribution. So we're going to put it up on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com, click on calendar, and go to today's date, and you will see this URL. And it's very easy. Just click on the URL, and you'll be right there. But if you want to write it down, it's www.breastcancerfund.org. Now, that's a great website to begin with, breastcancerfund.org. But for your donation, then type in /10climb/DR for doctor, LU for Lou, and MD for MD, of course. So that, again, is breastcancerfund.org/10climb/Dr. Lou, MD. Well, I'm so glad to have you here talking about this very, very important subject, Dr. Lou. I mean, it really is so amazing. But people want to know, well, my God, what am I going to do? Am I just trapped? What do you think people can do at this stage of modern living to slow down their risks for contracting this disease or other immune-related issues?
Bonnie, I believe genes raise the gun and environmental factors pull the trigger. So if we can look at every single element of environmental impact on our health, we will live a much, much better, healthier life. So I strongly believe the reason cancer is spreading and affecting more and more young people and people globally is really because of the dysfunctional immune system, toxic overload from involuntary exposures, aging, and the slow detoxification and profound inflammation due to really two things, stress, hormonal imbalances, and toxins.
Well, and Dr. Lou and I were talking earlier when I invited her to be a guest on the program about the fact that, now listen to this, people, this is what Dr. Lou said to me just recently, we think that we might be living in an area where the air is pretty clean. I mean, let's say my daughter, for example, lives in Pacifica, which is right on the Pacific Ocean. Her air should be very, very clean. But listen to what Dr. Lou said. 30% of the air that we Californians are breathing, now get that number, 30%, comes from China. I was in China 3 years ago, and I can tell you in the entire 2 weeks I was there, I never saw the sun once. I never saw a blue sky. It was always gray, and it wasn't because of the weather. It was because of the pollution. So even if you live on the coast in California, which is supposed to be so pure, you are getting air that came from China. So we're all being exposed to this, Dr. Lou, and this is why it's so important that you and the Cancer Fund are helping to do research. You're helping to market and get out the word for people so that we just aren't going to put up with this anymore. We're going to do everything that we can about it. Now, Dr. Lou has an office in Shasta. Her number there is 530-926-1000. That's 530-926-1000. She is taking new patients. You can see her once, and then she can deal with you, talk with you, and help you over the telephone. You could also log on to her website, which is drlumd.com. That's drlumd.com, and that'll be linked right there on the homepage of our website, too. For more questions, how to start anything with Dr. Lou, give her a call at 530-926-1000. That's 530-926-1000. And again, to make your contribution, this is such a worldwide, wonderful cause. You can simply go to the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website and link onto that website and make your contribution. We're going to be coming back and talking about stress and how stress can so influence our health. I promise you it will be so informative as we continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
All righty, we are back, and we're here with Dr. Lou. She's been on the program before. This is a woman who is healthy herself, in fact, healthy to the point where she is going to be climbing to the top of Mount Shasta, and all for that, for cancer research and helping us to know more about how we can keep ourselves healthy. During her 22 years of study and research and clinical practice, Dr. Lou observed information from some of the best health programs in the world, including Medical College of Wisconsin and the University of California, San Francisco. She later studied the science of anti-aging and regenerative medicine and is an active member of the American College for Advancement in Medicine. She is double certified by the American Boards of Internal Medicine and American Board of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. And all of her contact information is right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Wow, there's just so much going on here. Dr. Lou, could you elaborate on how chronic stress can influence immune function and what you recommend in your practice to help people during this stressful time in our society and in our lives? I mean, let's face it, there's a lot going on right now, and scientists are proving that stress makes us ill.
I love to, Bonnie. I grew up in China where we live really simple lives, and we worked really hard, and I have never, ever felt this kind of stress after I moved to the United States. What I felt, the stress level is ever, ever increasing in people even living in Mount Shasta. And I sometimes try to figure out why it is, and it's hard to pinpoint one problem, but nevertheless, stress is one of the biggest hormonal disruptors in our life. Stress directly increases adrenal gland to produce more cortisol, which immediately and directly inhibits the immune function, especially the lymphocyte function and production. Cortisol also causes decrease in anabolic hormones, such as human growth hormone, testosterone, and DHEA. These anabolic hormones are so important for healing, immune function, sense of well-being, and healthy metabolism. Chronic accumulated daily stress also poisons the brain and directly inhibits the pituitary function. The pituitary gland is the master gland of the whole body, like a conductor for the symphony. It communicates with our thyroid gland, adrenal gland, and sex glands, and many other downstream endocrine organs. Many holistic physicians are replacing many hormones to slow down and even reverse some of the unnatural declines of these hormones. In my practice, I will never replace any hormones without making sure the brain and the pituitary gland is supported and maintained within the loop of this physiological symphony. It is, I believe, the pituitary gland is the fundamental key player for human, for hormonal health and balance.
Wow. Well, Dr. Lou, I think you have something unique here. You mean there is a way we can live with healthy levels of natural hormones and stay, should I use the word juicy for life?
Yes. Bonnie, I am 47 years old. In my practice, I've seen people really thrive to work hard and play hard, and they want to live healthy, and they want to be able to fall in love every day. They want to live a great life, not just survive. What I discovered is with the stress, when we manage the stress on a daily basis and help the healthy pituitary to function to a healthy young level, people can retain many of the hormonal functions without actually getting the hormone replacement. So there are two simple things I do in my practice. One of them, I use a liposomal spray called Balance Spray, which contains lots of nutrients to support your stress system, basically to chromium, to balance your sugar, L-theanine and passion flower, to lower the stress and cortisol level. Phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserum are two phospholipids that can support your brain function under stress attack. Green tea extract provides you a little mental alertness to help your healthy metabolism and energy. I love the Balance Spray because it can really help us go through days like with stress evenly, like dancing through the day without getting too much stressed out. The second spray, of course, is my favorite spray. It's called Otropin. It's a natural botanic amino acid blend to support natural brain and pituitary function. It has 9 amino acids and 3 key neurotransmitters that maintain the sense of well-being, help you sleep at night, which has GABA in it. And the Russian Mumi is adaptogen to help you lower stress. And Alpha GPC is a precursor for acetylcholine, which again help people maintain a mental intellectual function. And as you can see, simply using 2 sprays, I can pretty much manage the daily stress and the pituitary decline due to the stress.
Well, this is really fascinating, Dr. Liu. I cannot wait to try some of the sprays to lower my stress. What do you think we should do proactively to lower our toxin load from the chemical environment insult to our body? I mean, we're being bombarded by environmental toxins all of the time. I mean, a recent study showed a third of the air we breathe is from China, as I said before. So what can we do that's going to help us to reduce our stress and to reduce the environmental stress?
Bonnie, one thing is, if you look at the recent literature in nutritional therapies and health, and many, many holistic physicians are promoting liver detoxification, colon cleansing, and I often hear people say, I'm doing a fast cleansing. So there's definitely up to the people's radar now on how to cleanse your body. And many of the protocols all have pros and cons. What I, my experience is that sometimes there's a missing link, there's a missing step in people's detoxification protocol, and that is called the cellular detoxification process. Many xenobiotics and petrochemicals are extremely sticky. They are lipid-soluble, so they stick to the cellular surface, and some of them behave like hormones, so they stick to the hormone receptors. An incredible immune modulator I use is called Orenda Immune. It contains a cellular detoxifier called the calcium deglucurate. Calcium deglucurate is a remarkable molecule because it's produced in our human body when we turn 3 weeks old. It's not a foreign molecule, so it does not cause any side effect. This molecule has the capability of binds itself, sacrifice itself, bind to the chemicals, and peel it off, detach it from the hormone receptors. So your receptors are clean and to be able to receive the correct information from your own hormones. And the next step is calcium deglucurate is also an aromatase inhibitor, which is an enzyme that tends to stain the fatty tissue that converts testosterone to estrogen, which is devastating in men and women, causing estrogen dominance, which is another cause of breast cancer and ovarian cancer and many reproductive system cancer. So calcium deglucurate can remove 2 dangerous steps that a chemical and excessive estrogen can cause. So that's the first ingredient. The second ingredient in this immune is called the 1,3-beta-glucan, which is actually very commonly known as the polysaccharides, and many people use mushroom extracts. That's what the chemical structure is. It has the capability of increasing natural killer cells, macrophage activity, a large dose that decreases inflammation, which is the common pathway for many diseases. The 1,3-beta-glucan at high dose can also be extremely powerful in respiratory diseases or such as asthma or crisis. The third ingredient is relatively new, even to very, very highly educated nutritionists and holistic physicians. And this ingredient is called meramipeptide, which can increase natural killer cells by 16 times. Natural killer cells does not cause autoimmunity. Natural killer cells is the frontline fighter against viruses, parasites, and cancer cells. It's an excellent soldier that everybody need to have a good, healthy level of. So I think this immune, you know, simple to take, so to be added to any program of detoxification or immune modulation, or just healthy, help your body to clean itself on a daily basis. So that's why I really, really enjoy this immune product.
And so how can people order the product, and does it have a name that they can use?
Yes, absolutely. What I recommend is they can call our office, and we can order it online for them. And or some of their friends are probably already using it if they are listening to this program. The company is called Oranda International, and you can go online or you can Google it, and you will find out Oranda International has the immune, the otropin, and the balance spray in their product line.
And spell that for us.
It's Oranda, O-R-E-N-D-A, International.com.
O-R-E-N-D-A, International.com. And they can also order the sprays from you?
Absolutely. We can ship it for you, too.
All right. Well, if you want to do that, call 530-926-1000. That's 530-926-1000. Or go to drlumd.com. That's drlumd.com. What, we just have 3 minutes before we need to close. Boy, time goes so fast when you're here with us. What is the one thing that we can do to achieve health and wellness at any age?
Bonnie, I have been addressing this problem on my own health. I'm looking at my regimen daily. What I really want to encourage people is to think that you are the owners of your physical vehicles. We are all responsible for keeping it clean to the core. I do believe working with a holistic healer and never give up on achieving the best and a long-lasting health is a very empowering journey, not for the weak-willed, but for those who have absolutely faith in healing and the profound benefit of it. I think everybody will find their own path one day or another, but one word is don't give up and try to achieve the best you can, and because life is too precious, and don't postpone joy.
Well, all such good suggestions, and of course, exercise is so important, and I can't even imagine the kind of regime you've got right now, training to climb Mount Shasta, and that very soon. You need to have your donations in by what date, Dr. Lou?
My dead end deadline is June 25th. My climb date is between June 15 and June 17. And Bonnie, this year we have the mountain covered with tons of snow. So it's going to be extremely interesting to climb this mountain.
Oh, I can imagine. I just drove by there about 2 weeks ago, and yes, I can attest to it has lots of snow, although I didn't see the apex of it, the summit, because it was covered in a cloud of snow and rain. But I'm sure that you'll have good weather by then. This is going to be a very auspicious move for you. And Dr. Lou, again, let our listeners know how they can contribute, as whatever they feel like they can. I mean, seriously, people, if you can only contribute $5, it is such a good cause, because it's going to the Breast Cancer Fund, which is an organization that is really helping us to find out what causes cancer and what we can do about it. How can people donate?
I think the best way to donate is online, because it's so simple. You go to www.breastcancerfund.org, and when you click on the climb, you can just say donate and sponsor a climber, and you can put my name in it. And my last name is Lu, L-U. My first name is Shan Hong, S-H-A-N-H-O-N-G. And you will find me there in the climbing team.
All right, so that's www.breastcancerfund.org. And again, if you would like to purchase any of the sprays or have a meeting with Dr. Liu. Her office is at Mount Shasta. If she sees you once, she can do other work over the telephone, and you can order the products at 530-926-1000. That's 530-926-1000. By the way, we're going to link that website where you can donate to the Cancer Fund for Dr. Liu's climb to the top of Mount Shasta. So all you have to do is go to seeingbeyond.com, go to the calendar section, and right there with Dr. Liu's name, you will see that URL. Thank you so much for having been here today, Dr. Liu. What an inspiration to us. You're over 45 and climbing to the top of Mount Shasta. Ah, what a woman. Thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for the listeners for this time with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond. Lately.